Have you ever heard of this guy?
It's Todd.
It's Todd, honey.
He's funny.
Monday through Friday.
5 to 7.
On the radio.
You can tell she likes Todd for Todd.
He's a nut. Real character, that one.
Todd, let's do this.
Get the show started.
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now. 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Sasquatch in the woods at night, looking for love in the pale moonlight, and they're creeping. You best believe in Bigfoot Susie and Bigfoot Sam, feeling so frisky down in Sasquatch land. Susie glistens, Sammy is smitten, and they romp and they stomp in the meadows, howling and hiding in shadows, chasing love on the cliffs above. Smells like Sasquatch love.
It is The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. The live stream is up and running. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And now is a good time to tune in because, believe it or not, actual in-studio guests. We don't, I don't have guests on very often. You know, I'm not, I don't get super excited by a lot of people, but today, it's an exception. It's an exception. We're going to be talking Sasquatch, and I'm joined by two folks. My friend, Tim DeBusk, he is the paranormal hunter. He and I co-host the Dark Edge podcast, which we haven't done one in a while. We are so lazy.
Slackers.
We are slackers. But I'm also joined in the studio by Enrique Couto.
Couto.
Couto. See, I told you I was going to screw it up.
$6.
That's right. Couto.
You got it.
Okay. Just smack me over the head every time I screw that up, okay? Anyway, we're talking about Sasquatch, everything Bigfoot for this hour. Well, and anything else. If you've got, stories you want to share, whether it's ghosts, whether it's UFOs, or whatever it is, whatever unexplained phenomenon that you've experienced or encounters that you've had, we would love to hear them. 937-457-1290. But here's why Enrique's on the show. Because a week or so ago, I got a message from a listener, and they know that I love talking about Bigfoot. And they said, you got to check this out, because this documentary that just dropped, it's on Tubi, is not only about Bigfoot in Ohio, but it is produced and narrated and hosted by a guy from Dayton, and that's you. And
that is me.
Yes. So that is so cool. So before we get into all that, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
Tell the listeners, because I know you're a filmmaker. You do a podcast. I mean, it seems like you and I should be friends.
It does. No, that was the first thought I had when you reached out to me, and I did my due diligence about you. Although too many parking tickets, by the way.
Well, as long as it's just the parking tickets that are showing up, I'm fine with that.
But my name is Enrique Couto, and I'm a filmmaker by trade. That's my main job.
Right.
And I started podcasting about 4 years ago with my show Weekly Spooky. It's expanded quite a bit. So now on Mondays, we tell true terrifying tales.
Right.
And on Wednesday, we have a brand new piece of fiction to share. And that's kind of what birthed the Bigfoot in Ohio documentary. It was kind of a marriage of my filmmaking and the storytelling that I've been working on so hard. Also, a few years back, I produced and directed a TV series called Boggy Creek, the series,
Really?
Which is on the Roku channel in Tubi right now.
Yes.
And it's a 6-episode, 30-minute show about the town of Boggy Creek, where we tried to take that classic Sasquatch story and turn it into kind of like almost an X-Files with Sasquatch.
Wow.
And that was when I first discovered not only how much fun the playground of the Bigfoot story is, but how adamant people are about Bigfoot.
Sure.
When we dropped the first trailer for that series, people were like, "Nah, Bigfoot better not be hurting anybody. Bigfoot's a good guy." And I was like, "Don't worry. Bigfoot is the hero of our show. He's not a bad guy." Like, okay, he better not be, because that's not what he is.
He's a gentle giant.
Yeah.
He is a gentle giant. Well, I've talked about this before. My first dose or introduction of Bigfoot, it was really two things that happened around the same time. The first one, I saw a documentary. It was more of a, I wouldn't call it a documentary. I mean, it was a film, I guess. I don't know. It was called Bigfoot, The Legend of Sasquatch, The Legend of Bigfoot. And this came out back in like 1974, 75. And this is kind of the opening of it. I just want to.
For over 200 years, there have been reports
great old
of giant
70s
man-like
style.
Creatures
I play
roaming
this
the vast
all the time.
Mountain regions of the Pacific Northwest and Canada. Hundreds of people have encountered these creatures the Indians call Sasquatch.
And it just goes on and on. But I saw this on a Sunday afternoon. It was a rainy, and I remember it. And I was stuck inside, and I turned it on, and here's these explorers going through the Pacific Northwest on horseback, and they have these crazy encounters. Now, it's a movie. You know, it's like they weren't really having Bigfoot encounters, but they were going through the whole process. It was great. And it was around the same time that the $6 million man, Steve Austin, had his encounter with Bigfoot.
That is a classic of television, one of my favorites.
Oh, yes. So those two things, that same time frame, and then the library at the at Main Elementary in Beaver Creek where I went, they had a collection of books of weird things. And like Loch Ness and vampires
I was
and
obsessed
aliens.
With those yes. books when I was a kid.
Right, and one was Sasquatch. And it's like I checked that book out every week.
I was the only name in the UFO books in my elementary school. Yeah. I was the only name on the card.
Same deal. So that's why I'm saying we're kind of a kindred spirit when it comes to that. Yeah. And you work in media and you do film and all. So I'm happy to have you on the show and I'm happy to finally meet you.
Absolutely, it's a
pleasure. So. Tell us about, and did you watch this or have you seen the clips of it? Yeah. Tell us about this documentary.
Sure. So what really caused Bigfoot in Ohio to come about was after doing the podcast for 4 years, you know, week after week after week, hundreds mm-hmm. of episodes, I really kind of embraced the simplisticness of storytelling and how a good story told by a storyteller grips you.
Right. Yes.
And it's a simple thing.
Yeah.
Because media has changed and grown so much now. I was like, I really was thinking, like, what if I just gather some great info and stories about Bigfoot, tell it in an excitable way? Whenever I tell a story, whether it's on a podcast or on a camera, I try to pretend I'm like in a room with one friend.
Yes.
And I just want to get them into it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's how you make it so personal.
Yeah.
You know, and you talk directly to that's what I do in radio. I mean, yeah. I'm not talking to thousands of people. I'm talking to one person in my head.
Exactly.
You know, that's who you tell the story to.
So that was the initial idea. So we pulled together a script from multiple authors I work with.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of came up with all of these pieces of the puzzle. And then I shot it in a cabin I rented and we lit it up all.
It was
spooky.
Great. It was great.
Yeah, that was an experience because I actually shot that just by myself. So that was like 4 hours of lighting because, you know, I'd be like, it looks great. Then I'd sit and be like, it looks horrible on me. And then you have to keep adjusting things and adjusting things.
Well, and I think if I recall, you kind of went, it was like in the evening, right? So, and if I recall, lighting was changing too. I mean, I think when you went in, it was kind of light outside still, maybe.
That's movie magic.
Magic.
Yeah, yeah. Once I'm sitting in the cabin talking, that was like 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Until I was done, which was probably midnight or 1 in the morning.
Well, I just want to compliment you because the one thing that drives me nuts sometimes about Sasquatch, Bigfoot documentaries is, and I understand why they do it, they talk to a lot of these folks who have these encounters themselves. But let's be honest. Sometimes they are not the best interview. Sometimes they are not the best representation of their story. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
But you, the way you told the story, you know, you're on there a lot, and then there's B-roll, yeah. And there's footage of different things. You're just a very compelling storyteller.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Well, it's fun. It's fun to weave the threads with your voice.
Yeah.
And get people, you know, you're on the radio. You like to do the same thing. It's
right.
just,
right.
It was just a little different because people could see me. So I had to, you know, put a little sure. Vaseline in the eyebrows and make sure I was, you know, looking all right.
Yeah. Now, Tim, have you gone squatching before?
Once.
Didn't we talk about
once.
That once? Yeah.
Yeah, we're down in Adams County, down south.
Right. Yeah.
But, it was different. You hear the bangs on the trees. You don't know if it's the tree, the wind blowing, or if it's doing that or whatever. But
yeah,
it's an adrenaline rush that I'm not used to. Plus, there's snakes, and I don't like snakes.
Well, so. See, yeah. And that's
snakes, so.
Yeah. I'm not somebody that's going to go camping. I'm not somebody who's going to spend a lot of time out in the woods. I don't know that I would be a good squatching candidate, but I certainly enjoy watching people
right.
do that. Now, how about you?
I am a bit of a tenderfoot, you know. I don't really get out in the woods. I grew up in the city,
yeah.
You know, but I did go camping with my girlfriend once, and we were woken up at 4 a.m. by two raccoons fighting over some leftover food, and it scared the ever-loving crap
yeah.
out of me. They
yeah.
were so loud and vicious.
Right.
I had never experienced anything like it.
Right.
And I do love how the woods, in particular, are so beautiful during the day and so harrowing at night.
Yeah.
Because I've filmed movies in the woods, and during the day, it's just la, la, la. It's the summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
yeah,
at
yeah.
night, it's like, what was that?
As soon as you hear,
yeah.
ch-ch-ch. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over with.
That's
like,
right.
I'm done. I'm done.
Much.
Every sound, every unexplained noise, whatever it is, yeah. Or you see, what do they call it? The eyes?
Yeah.
Night, what do they call those?
Like, it's like when eyes kind of shine.
Yeah,
glowing
eyes shine, yeah. I've seen that a few times, and that's a little creepy.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
When we were doing Boggy Creek, the series, we had a man in a full-size Sasquatch suit, a very nice one.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, he'd get bored, you know, so he'd go sit out of the way, and he can't take the whole thing off. It takes
yeah.
forever to put it
yeah.
on. So every now and then we'd be working, and I'd look through the woods a little bit, and I'd be like, hi. And they're like, oh, right, we have a Sasquatch
that's right.
on call.
Bit unnerving, right?
A smidge.
Yeah.
We tried to do some gags where, because they designed, the effects artist designed his suit to match nature.
Right.
So we did a lot of shots where we would film him through bushes, but we'd focus on the bushes. And at the last possible second, we'd pull focus to him. So you'd be looking at him for like 3 minutes and not even realize it until the last moment of the
shot. That's cool. That's
wow.
cool. If you have an encounter you want to share, you want to talk about Sasquatch, Bigfoot, whatever it is, 937-457-1290. We'll take your calls coming up.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
From a psychological standpoint, the radio station represents a link to normalcy.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. For the hour, we're talking about Sasquatch. Feel a little bit like Charlie Rose. Remember, you watch his roundtable discussion, Sasquatch. For the hour, you know. I'm joined in the studio by Tim DeBusk, the paranormal hunter, co-host of the Dark Edge podcast that he and I do together, and Enrique Couto.
You got it on the second.
Couto.
Yes.
I'm going to get it by the time you're out of here. I will have it down.
Yes. That's all I can ask.
Yeah. So during the break, we were talking about how adamant people are that have had encounters.
Sure.
And as I've said, you know, I'm sort of an optimistic skeptic, right? You know, it's like, I think it would be great. I think it would be wonderful if there was Bigfoots and Sasquatch. I think it would be just something amazing.
Right.
But I've not seen the proof. I've not had an encounter. That doesn't mean that it hasn't happened. But the people that have, many of them, hardcore, adamant, about what they saw, but there's just no proof beyond eyewitness accounts, really. I mean, and you could say, well, we got a footprint and made in plaster Paris, but it's like, those could be faked, you know, or it could be something else.
And often folks like that will bring up like the giant squid, which turned out to be real.
Right.
And of course, then the thing you have to point out is like, yes, but the difference is we looked for the giant squid and then we found it.
Right. And the other thing people talk about more in recent times is the last century and a half are the gorillas. Nobody had seen those you know what I'm talking about? There was like, I think it was the
silverback.
I don't know. There was, they didn't know about the Williams looking at me like, what are you talking about? My they discovered it, you know, 150 years ago, somebody had an encounter in the jungle with one of these big giant gorillas. And they're like, well, that had never been discovered. Nobody had seen one of these before.
Well, and there's,
you know what I'm talking about? Somebody's got to know what I'm talking about.
Well, natural phenomena is that's why it's so fun, because natural phenomena is impossible to guess half the time. I mean, you think you know everything, and then the coelacanth exists again.
Right.
That's what makes it fun,
I'm just looking for like 4 footprints, not just one. There's always one mold.
They don't
show no other footprints.
Right. If he's by the water,
there's another footprint somewhere. Show me that one.
Yeah. All right. We'll take your calls if you have any, or we'll just, the three of us will chit chat about Bigfoot. I'm fine with that.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T. O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Don't give me that politics jazz. It's not my racket.
People are tired of hearing nothing but doom and despair on the radio.
Everyone just relax, all right?
The problems of the world are not in my department.
Now who'd like a cookie?
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
For over 200 years, there have been reports of giant, man-like creatures roaming the vast mountain regions of the Pacific Northwest and Canada. Hundreds of people have encountered these creatures the Indians call Sasquatch. In some remote wilderness where man has never been, these creatures are living in complete solitude.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Having a little fun tonight talking about Sasquatch. I had a listener a year or two ago send me a Sasquatch, I don't know, voicemaker or whatever. You know, just like grunts and just makes sounds. It's just fun. I'm not sure what that noise is from, but...
sounds like too much Mexican.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I'm in the studio with Tim DeBusk, the paranormal hunter, a co-host of the Dark Edge podcast that he and I do together, and also Enrique Couto.
You got it, homie.
Oh, my God. Hang on. If you got a comment, 937-457-1290, and we actually do. We have Karen in Dayton. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on with you tonight?
Well, I had to tell you a story about my brother.
Okay.
He lives in Seattle area.
Okay.
A suburb of Seattle.
Right.
And he's been on some of the night shows as I don't know if you'd call it a consultant or what.
A Sasquatch consultant. Here's my card.
He is very serious. Peanut butter and crackers into these gifting areas, he calls them.
Gifting areas?
Gifting areas.
Does he make like a gift basket? Crackers?
Peanut butter and crackers.
Crackers, maybe some squeezable cheese.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He never said cheese. Peanut butter. And he swears that he has seen like... images, but when he tries to take a picture, Nothing shows up.
Of course. See, that's the whole problem, Karen. It's like, oh, I know, I had my phone and it didn't take the picture. You know, and here's the other, I've seen people do this where they put food out, you know, they put it on a, like a tree stump. Mm-hmm. They're like, I put an apple in it. You know, there are other creatures in the woods.
Right.
Right. That's a squirrel or skunk or raccoon or a bear or the list is long.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I went out there the first time and we went to that Pike Place Market.
Yeah.
They have a huge statue of Sasquatch. They're very serious about that.
Sure. It's a huge tourist attraction.
Well, especially in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, yeah, especially.
Yeah. All right, Karen, I appreciate your call. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kunala in Fairborn. Hey, Kunala.
I think we intercepted a mating call.
I think so.
Translations. He wants Cheetos.
I think he's saying Tim.
Tim.
Huh? Tim. He's saying Tim.
You got nothing. Tim.
Okay. Okay. All right. Kunala, that is a great name for a Sasquatch. Kunala. You know that. Thank you for your call, Kunala.
On that note, I'm out of here.
That's
time to run.
Yeah. This weekend, a movie opens up about Sasquatch. It's called Sasquatch Sunset, and this is the real deal. This is a film about a family of Sasquatches, and it follows their lives over the course of four seasons. And the dialogue consists of grunts, moans, and howls, and some scenes. Hang on, I need my. Scenes of Sasquatch sex.
Well, I mean, you got to get to the good stuff, you know, especially if you have four seasons. I mean, how are they going to be more little Sasquatches?
That's true. But we have a clip. This is actually from the trailer. And here's the thing. It is grunts, moans, and howls. And I want to know, because I want to go see this, if there are going to be subtitles. Like, are they going to tell you what these Sasquatches are saying to each other or suggesting? Otherwise, it's just a lot of this. I mean, sounded a little bit like our last caller.
Yeah, they called in.
Yeah.
At least they went and played that first music you pushed.
Yeah. So, anyway, one of the things, I've talked about this on the show, because we were, during the break, we were sort of discussing the fun of Sasquatch. And I've had this idea, and I would love to do this. I think it would be fun if we found somebody who had a pretty large wooded area, okay? And you create sort of a Sasquatch version of an escape room where you go out and you're hunting or searching for Sasquatch. And you go through this wooded area, and you're trying to discover different things. And there's activities that you do. Like, you have to make a Bigfoot cast, you know, of the foot. You find a bag with, like, a backpack with, camping gear that somebody had lost because Bigfoot came in and took, you know what I mean? And there's, you got grunts in the forest. You got somebody in a giant monkey suit. I think that would be so much fun. It's like it's like your own Bigfoot adventure, because many of us aren't actually going to go squatching.
No,
probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, there are worse ways to spend a weekend than out in the forest. And well, I mean, if you got a good air mattress.
That is true. Or hotel points that you can get a free room somewhere. Chad and Dayton. Hey, Chad, what's up?
What's going on, buddy?
How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Yeah, I'm just drinking some beers, listening about Sasquatch.
Oh, yeah.
Beer. I think, I figured I'd call and tell you a funny story real quick. How we moved in here over off of River Road Road about 12 years ago.
Okay.
And every night, every morning, we'd wake up and there's a huge pile of crap, you know, or poop, whatever, in the front yard.
Yeah.
Huge every morning for like weeks, and I'm like, man, let's go out. And I told my wife, let's go out and buy this camera, you know, like a deer camera.
Trail camera.
I was excited. We're gonna catch a Sasquatch, and then all of a sudden, it was a huge German Shepherd.
What a letdown! I was gonna say, I thought maybe it was one of your neighbors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it doesn't.
I'm glad it was, man. Yeah, I'm glad it was.
Doesn't like all the empty beer cans in the side yard.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Chad. I appreciate it, man.
Going,
there you go. He's getting the weekend going, ain't he? So this movie opens up, and it stars Jesse Eisenberg, Riley Keough. Is that right? And they are the Sasquatch couple. And they've got kid Sasquatches, and it's just sort of them going through the four seasons of the year and what it's like being Sasquatches.
A slice of life with Sasquatches. Yeah.
So it opens this weekend. I looked online. There's tons of showings at the Regal. There's at the mall or the Green. I think this might be kind of fun. And I'll tell you what. Once it leaves the regular movie theaters, I think we need to have an Evening Edge night down at the Plaza Theater and show Sasquatch Sunset. Am I right?
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I want to see that film very, very much.
Yeah. So, in case I didn't, reset earlier, I feel like maybe I didn't. Did I? I introduced you, right?
Yeah.
At the beginning of this. Okay.
Yeah, we even applauded you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
you
right.
Nailed it,
that's right.
Homie,
that's
you
right.
Nailed it.
That's right. Well, Kanala, the Sasquatch, kind of threw me off a little bit.
You
called in on the show. Yeah. Enrique.
You got it.
Is a film producer, and he's got this documentary. It's on Tubi right now. Why don't you give a shout out to your collaborators? Because
sure.
I know there's a number of them, and you can watch it. It's called Bigfoot in Ohio. I watched it. It was really, really good. He's a great storyteller.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Bigfoot in Ohio, I produced it with a team of people, Rachel Rodolfi, Dan Wilder, Michelle Antisocial, that's her moniker, and my buddy Carlos Gonzalez, who helped edit it. We had a really great time throwing it together. We're actually working on a new one right now about Chupacabra.
Ah, yes.
So that's going to be a little bit more expansive. It'll be Chupacabra in America. So it'll be all
okay.
about the United States side of the Chupacabra sightings and things like that.
Right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. And you can watch it on Tubi.
Yep.
And your podcast one more time.
Sure. It's called Weekly Spooky. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can listen to it. We publish at least twice a week, sometimes three or four times a week, with scary stories. Sometimes they're true. Sometimes they're fictional. And really just kind of covering anything that goes bump in the night. It's all about that sense of fun. That's why I like the word spooky. Spooky
sure.
is that
yeah.
like it can be scary, but it can also be fun at the same time.
Well, I'll get a link for that podcast, and I'll throw it up on my Facebook page, and everybody can check it out. We got one more segment left, so if you've been sitting there thinking, should I call about and tell them about my Bigfoot encounter? Yes, we want you to do that.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T. O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
And now for our devoted listeners. Back to the show.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny, on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. All right, Tim, tell me your story real quick.
Right,
you said you had to do this before we go.
Yeah, I was at the gas station yesterday, and I was wearing my paranormal shirt. And the lady said, excuse me, do you know Todd from the radio station? I said, yeah, I'll be on it tomorrow. She said, well, can you tell him he has the voice of an angel? We listened Aww. To him at the nursing home. She wouldn't give me which one, but she said her name's Betty. She tried to come out to see the Cheez-It thing, but she also said to tell Ron he has an amazing voice.
Oh, well, I'm sure Ron's listening on in the studio. So very cool, very cool. All right, well, thank you. Hi, Betty. Hi, Betty. All right, real quickly, Della in Huber Heights. What's up, Della?
Hi, Todd.
Hi.
Hey, when you guys were talking about Sasquatch, it made me think of my brother who just passed away in August.
I'm sorry.
2023. Thank you.
Did he have a Sasquatch encounter?
No, but I'm like, my brother, I have 8-year-old twins, and he would say, you guys got to behave because I got the chupacabra in my trunk.
Wow.
My chupacabra is in the trunk, and he's going to get you if you don't behave. And
so threaten and scare the kids into behaving.
I like his style.
Horrible parenting. But
all right, Della.
It made me think of that. I just thought right before that, they should talk about the chupacabra.
I got you. All right. Thank you, Della. I appreciate it. We got to fly here. All right. Well, Tim, thanks for being back here on the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Doc.
We'll try
appreciate
not
it.
To make it so long next time.
Yes, sir.
And Enrique, thank you for being on.
My pleasure.
And I'm going to have you on some more.
Anytime.
I really like your energy, and I like your work, and you were great on that documentary. Once again, it's called Bigfoot in Ohio. It's on Tubi. And it's really good, and Enrique does a great job telling the story. So
thank you so much.
Look forward to having you back. You can get the podcast wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Well, show's over, folks. Thanks for coming.
Good show, old man.
Bravo. That was wonderful.
Game over, man.
Peace out.